More online at BakerDaniels.com. And here with a look at what is going on this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. We do have some things going on this morning. Indianapolis firefighters on the scene of a restaurant fire at the Aristocrat this morning at 52nd and College. Firefighters have been there since about 3:30 with the blaze traced back to the kitchen. Three people who live upstairs were able to get out safely. One firefighter was slightly hurt. If you normally take College to work, you may want to choose another route today. No classes today at IPS School 48. That's at 34th and Central, where a roof fire kept firefighters busy Wednesday afternoon. Fire, smoke, and water damage there estimated at $100,000. No one was hurt. Mayor Greg Ballard says his job creation plan targets small business development, local companies, as well as luring international interests.
If a company hires people from Indianapolis, I want them to grow and to thrive right here. A strong international economic development strategy will result in continued economic wins for our city, which means more jobs.
Ballard wants to open a business resource center to help potential business owners through the process. Ballard's Democratic opponent, Melina Kennedy, contends the mayor hasn't shown a lot of interest in small business during his first term.
We need to have a structure in place where the city is responsive to small businesses when they're trying to grow. The feedback that I've received from numerous small businesses is that it's become more difficult and more expensive to work through the permitting process here in Indianapolis.
Marion University has broken ground on a $48 million medical school that's being paid for by the founder of an Indianapolis life sciences company. During Wednesday's groundbreaking, school officials introduced AIT Laboratories CEO Michael Evans as the previously anonymous donor whose $48 million gift is paying for the project. The Indiana Attorney General's office is suing two foreclosure consulting firms. The lawsuit claims Community One Law Center and National Law Partners collected money up front and didn't issue refunds after failing to provide counseling services. The state says people in 13 counties paid deposits to the companies. Legislators looking to address a controversial Indiana Supreme Court decision took testimony from the public Wednesday. Some say the ruling in the Barnes versus State of Indiana case prohibits people from protecting their homes against illegal entry by police. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The bulk of the public testimony the committee heard decried the Barnes decision, saying the court had taken away a basic constitutional right to protect one's home. A spokesperson for the Fraternal Order of Police was the only voice defending the ruling, calling it just and proper. Hammond Representative Linda Lawson, a former police officer, says most of those testifying were alarmists.
Officers don't want to kick in your door and visit you with guns drawn at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Expanding the Castle Doctrine to explicitly include law enforcement is seen as one way for the legislature to address the issue. The Castle Doctrine authorizes citizens to use deadly force in defense of their home. But Anderson Senator Tim Lannon says that remedy might go too far.
And it's one thing, you know, for us to authorize you to get into a gun battle with a prowler in the middle of the night. It's another thing to sort of implicitly authorize gun battles with the police.
Lawmakers say there will definitely be legislation in the upcoming session dealing with the Barnes decision. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney will stump for party support in Indiana next month. The former Massachusetts governor plans an event in downtown Indianapolis September 23rd. Romney will be the third Republican presidential candidate to campaign in the state this campaign cycle. Herman Cain visited Indianapolis last week, and former Utah Governor John Huntsman will be in the city on Monday. WFYI weather, a simple forecast. Today through Tuesday, mostly sunny, with highs today through Saturday, 85. Sunday's high, 82. 79 on Monday and 83 on Tuesday. Right now, it's mostly clear and 71 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. In sports this morning, the Indianapolis Colts have...